It's business tip time. Whether it's marketing, sales, operations, etc., I'm bringing you quick tips across a variety of topics to help elevate your business. Let's get it. Protecting yourself and your business legally is important, but hiring a lawyer can be costly and/or intimidating. My friend Karen DeZwart solved this problem by founding her practice, Not Your Father's Lawyer. In addition to flat fee legal services, she has legal templates that are plug and play. I used her templates for my podcast guest release and for my coaching services agreement, and it couldn't have been easier. Head to the link in the show notes and get legally legit today. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I am interviewing Shannon Hughes again today, and today she's going to be sharing with us a specific business tip on how to use the principles of improv to improve your business life and the culture at your company. To give you a little bit of a bio on Shannon before she takes it away, she founded Enlivened Studios, and essentially what she does, she helps leaders ignite the genius of their people and culture with applied improv and play. So Shannon, I cannot wait to hear some tactical tips and ways that people can bring improv and play into their working life. So with that, I will let you take it away.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. So I think the practical tip that I would give is to notice more, to notice more. So in improv, we talk about this idea of offers, right? If there's two actors on a stage in performative improv, one person might say to the other person, you know, hey, mom, and now that person is mom, right? That is considered an offer. So I've now invited you to play this character of mom. That's my offer to you. And I think what happens, because we live in such lightning speed day to day, moving from one thing to the next, that we oftentimes forget to recognize that offers are everywhere and to lean into those offers with curiosity rather than thinking that we know what is right, thinking that we know what is good, because we're so tangled up in our own story. And our stories are often given to us because of culture and systems and family and all those things, right? So here's a couple examples of what I mean by offers. You walk into a grocery store and the man or woman who is bagging your groceries or potentially helping out in some way at the cashier stand looks upset or bummed out, and they're just doing their thing, you know, making it through the day. That's an offer. So how can you lean in and maybe compliment that person or let them know that they have a beautiful smile or that you're grateful for the work that they're doing? Or maybe you have a son or daughter or somebody in your family who is, you know, sitting on the couch with their arms folded and their head down, and they're giving you kind of nonverbal cues that represent being upset or frustrated. That's an offer. So they're everywhere. And so how can you lean into those offers and really slow down long enough to see them and lean into them? And that is definitely relevant in a work environment. It's definitely relevant in a work environment, especially now that we've got such a spotlight on inclusivity and belonging and making sure people are being treated equitably. How can you kind of pick up on the cues that are all around us and lean in with curiosity to check in with people or check yourself by noticing what those offers are? So I'd say noticing the offers and seeing them as gifts, seeing the offers as gifts. That would be my tip.
Let me ask you something too. We, when we talked, what was that? A couple weeks back. Well, I guess longer than that now. Isn't this year just flying? Do you feel that way
too? Oh my God. Time is elusive. Yeah.
Yeah. And an illusion. Yeah. Right. There was something that you had shared with me too about conscious leadership. And that really resonated with me because too often, I think it, you know, it's not conscious and it's maybe driven by the wrong motives. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how you help leaders, you know, infuse more of that conscious, that piece into their businesses? And how, or maybe a better question would be, how can people lead more consciously with these principles? That's a better question.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Conscious leadership is a practice. There's a wonderful book. And maybe we could link to that as well. It's called The 15 Commitments of Conscious Leadership. And there's a lot of teaching around conscious leadership. It is what you expect it to be. We oftentimes lead unconsciously. We just do the thing, get through the day. We don't pay attention. We don't ask questions. We, you know, we subscribe to hierarchy. We're playing all the roles that we think we're supposed to play. And the practice in conscious leadership, and I'm still learning about this, but one of the main principles of conscious leadership is to take a pause. And again, this does tie back to offers, and they call it identify where you are. Are you operating above the line or are you operating below the line? And there's a bunch of, there's a video and all sorts of things you can read online about this concept. But the idea is below the line is you're closed. You potentially are operating out of fear. You have a to me mindset. So you're playing victim. And creativity is lacking and, you know, innovation might be slowed and you're not conversing in a way that's meaningful or helpful to anybody. Above the line is it's, you're operating in a by me fashion. So there's creativity, there's a little bit of levity, there's openness, there's curiosity, there's wonder. And the whole thing about conscious leadership is you don't necessarily, the idea is not, the practice is not to go from below the line to above the line. That's not the practice. The practice is to understand where you are. And just to be really honest with that, right now, I'm below the line and I'm not in a good place to be having that conversation with my manager. Like maybe I should wait until I'm above the line and I can think more clearly and do that, you know, in a way that's going to be beneficial for everybody. And improv plays into that so much because it's all a practice in mindfulness and in presence. And when you're playing and when you're improvising, you quite literally have no choice. Your brain has no choice but to be in the present moment. So there are ways to use the tools of improv in identifying where you are above or below the line, being conscious about recognizing that and not having shame in it, and then leveraging wherever it is to make sure that you're being in service to the conversation or whatever is needed of you to be in service. I have something called the aliveness scaffolding, which is a series of practices that I have put together into an acronym, which is aliveness. Obviously ties back to the Howard Thurman quote. And they are a set of principles pulled from improv that I teach around that speaks directly to conscious leadership. And I'll just kind of wrap up with what those are quickly. Awareness, listening, interdependence, vulnerability, engagement, non-judgment, embrace change, start anywhere, and say yes.
Ooh, drop the mic.
Yeah, so that really ties into the seeing offers. And when I learned about conscious leadership, it was like, oh, you know, the angels started singing, and it was like, oh my gosh, there's a whole place for this. These are my people, and this is my work. So you know, it's always nice when you kind of can put a little bit more language and structure to what you already know is true, and then just to kind of make it your own.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the main takeaway I keep hearing too, it sounds like there's so many elements of mindfulness in this work that directly benefit business if you're practicing them. Also, this staying open and having whatever you're doing being much more about the people versus the doing, right? Like prioritizing human beings and the creativity and knowing that the success follows.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. Yes. Humanity.
So how can people, yes, humanity, right? And you know, I think we talked about this when we connected a few weeks back, that we're spiritual beings that chose to have a physical experience, not physical beings having a spiritual experience. So like looking at each other in that way of, you know, being human beings, right?
Yeah.
So how can people work with you? We talked a little bit about that at the end of the last episode, but I want to give you another plug because I think your work is awesome and more people need to know about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alesia. So Enliven Studios is my company name, and that can be found at enlivenedstudios.com. I'm also on LinkedIn at Shannon Dean Hughes. I'm on Instagram as well, although that's a little bit more personal than business, but just to give you a sense of who I am and kind of what I do. I've got a new series, or I'm actually kind of relaunching a series that was a little dormant over the summer in November, and it's called the Enliven Up series. And basically, it's a 90-minute session currently on Zoom where we get together and explore themes and topics around creative resilience and connection and listening and storytelling. And the next one, the next Enliven Up session is 4:30 p.m. Pacific on November 2nd. And the information is under the events tab on my website. And I would so love if any of your listeners are interested in joining that, because it's just a collective of magical human beings doing pretty amazing things. And the level of, it's like where play and storytelling and vulnerability all come together. Some pretty special things happen in those sessions. So
three things that are the my corporate jam.
Yeah. So there's the corporate work, and I do nonprofit work as well. But then there's also this kind of personal development and dropping in with a group of people online once a month. So that'll be November 2nd.
All right, perfect. I'll link to all of that in the show notes too. Well, thank you so much again for doing a second episode with me. Love making friends on LinkedIn. And I'm so glad that we've crossed paths and come into each other's lives. And thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. I appreciate it too. And it's been a pleasure and a pleasure getting to know you. Thanks, Alicia.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on. What you track grows. Grow what matters with the 90-day cycle to new habits journal and stay focused on what will move your business forward. Pick up your copy today at 90dayhabits.co and use code CITRO, that's C-I-T-R-O, for 10% off. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If today's episode added value to your life in some way, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with someone who needs this. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram and hear how the show has inspired you. So tag me or slide into the DMs. Find me at Corporate Dropout Official or Alicia Citro. That's A-L-E-S-S-I-A-C-I-T-R-O and 2 underscores. Until next time, remember that you're a badass. Stay focused, stay hungry, and dare to drop out.